opioid epidemic is viewed as the worst drug overdose crisis in American history. Millions of people in the U.S. are battling opioid-related substance abuse disorders. Programs called medication-assisted treatment have had successful outcomes with helping people kick their addiction. Reno Public Radio's On Gray talks with a local substance abuse expert to find out how this type of treatment works.
Mark Disokun is a licensed clinical social worker and a licensed alcohol and drug counselor. He's also a project manager at the Center for the Application of Substance Abuse Technologies, based at the University of Nevada, Reno. Yesterday, he joined us to talk about the scope of the opioid epidemic in northern Nevada, and he's back to discuss some of the solutions.
Well, that's where the encouraging news is. There are very effective, researched, empirically based treatments. There are three FDA-approved medications for an opioid use disorder. And then the fourth is psychosocial approaches, which is traditional rehab, counseling, so forth and so on.
So how do those medicines work? What's the science behind it? And does it really help people recover from addiction?
Absolutely. The first and foremost thing it does is it manages an individual's craving. Withdrawal syndrome off an opioid is very uncomfortable, and that'll cause an individual to seek the drug again when they start to feel like they're having the flu-like symptoms. So the craving for an opioid is very significant and severe for an individual that has been using for a while. Those methadone and the buprenorphine products help to deal with those two things. Now, Trexone is effective too, just because it doesn't allow the individual to get a high, okay? But the research has shown probably methadone and buprenorphine products are a little more successful in the treatment of that.
What are some of the outcomes that you see from medication-assisted treatment programs?
Essentially, we've seen a decrease in illicit drug use based on substance toxicology reporting. So we actually seen more clean drug urinalysis. You see a decrease in crime rates, treatment retention. In other words, people stay in treatment instead of drop out of treatment while they're on these medications. You see stable housing, stable employment. You also see an infection disease or control aspect to it. So if somebody is on a medication, they're in psychosocial treatment, and they're working their program, we see that that does have an impact on such things as HIV, AIDS, and Hep C.
And there are controversies with regards to medication-assisted treatment programs, right? Some people do view it as substituting one opioid for another. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, let's go back to the beginning of my career in the state of Nevada. About 20 years ago, I had a bias against medication-assisted treatment. I was in many ways thinking, you know, how can you treat an opioid use disorder with another opioid, for example? But I went to some conferences. I had clients that were on methadone, for example, that I was treating in a psychosocial setting. And I began to see the real life stories of people being changed, people that were going to work, people that had stable housing, people that had healthy relationships. And I began to change my attitude towards medication-assisted treatment based on those experiences.
Mark Disokun is a substance abuse expert based at the University of Nevada, Reno. Thanks for sharing your insights today.
Thank you so much for having me.